For the first time in 4 years, there will not be a winter gay pride event in Tampa later this month. And according to spokesman R. Zeke Fried, the main culprit is the economy.
We weren't able to raise the funds that were required to hold a successful event. And we had sponsors, but unfortunately they were in-kind sponsors where, you know, they help us, we help them, but there's no money exchanged. We weren't able to get any large sponsors that, you know, could give us the funds that we needed.
Freak said the festival, created in the aftermath of the Hillsborough County Commission's 2005 vote banning so-called gay pride events, requires anywhere between $20,000 to $25,000 to put together.
We have to have police officers, which we pay for, even though the city has been very generous in the past, giving us police officers, and we had officers volunteer. But we still have costs for the tents, for the booth, chair rental, fence rental, insurance. We have to have $1 million worth of liability insurance, which is costly. Unfortunately, last year we had a horrible thunderstorm, which ended the event right after the Mayor Iorio, Pam Iorio, gave us our proclamation, which didn't help because a lot of our funds are raised by beer sales.
Organizers also say there was extensive money and energy expended this past year fighting Amendment 2, which bans same-sex marriage in Florida, and passed overwhelmingly. But Winter Pride Festival organizer R. Zeke Fried says he's looking forward already to next year's event in Lowry Park.
The reason we made the announcement so late was because we did have a few people we were talking to, major sponsors that might have been able to come up with enough funds to do the event, and we apologize that we waited to the last minute, but as I put in the press release, the miracle we were hoping for just didn't appear in time. With the response that we're getting from the community already, as far as being disappointed, hundreds and hundreds of emails, that we expect to be able to put on a Winter Pride in 210, which will be probably the biggest and best one we've been able to put on.